Commissioners. My name is Simon Lomax. I am a Denver-based representative of Energy and Depth, a program of the Independent Petroleum Association of America. Energy and Depth doesn't make policy recommendations. Instead, it tries to promote a fact-based discussion of the issues, because the facts show that oil and gas development is safe, good for our nation, and it's also a mainstay industry for the state of Colorado. It's not a perfect industry. No industry is, and we listen to our critics, but too often, the claims from our loudest critics are based in politics, not facts. For example, Congressman Jared Polis funds a group called Safe Clean Colorado, which recently announced it will be actively lobbying this task force. The group says state regulations are inadequate because oil and gas development can happen, quote, anywhere, anytime, unquote. But according to the Denver Post, quote, this is a lie in so many ways that it's hard to know where to start, unquote. Then there are groups like Food and Water Watch, which according to the Colorado Statesman, helped organize local banned fracking campaigns along Colorado's Front Range. The group believes hydraulic fracturing must be banned everywhere because it is, in their view, quote, inherently unsafe, unquote. This agenda is so extreme, it's been rejected by environmentalists inside the Obama administration, and by environmentalists like California Governor Jerry Brown, who has been a hero to the environmental movement for decades. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says, quote, fracking has been done safely for decades, unquote. And Governor Brown says banned fracking activists, quote, don't know what the hell they're talking about, unquote. There are tens of thousands of men, women, and families in the Colorado oil and gas industry who are deeply worried this task force may be misled by groups like Safe Clean Colorado and Food and Water Watch. I implore you, please, do not put the livelihoods of these Colorado families in jeopardy by letting political talking points from ideologically motivated groups trump the facts. Thank you and good luck with your deliberations.